It's time now for a special edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. We're going to be listening to music heard in New York and specifically from the city's many immigrant communities.
Ветер в поле закружил.
Капли ярик, капли пари, лага тире на зале.
Oh, no, no, ¿qué será de mí si no es realidad?
Gary Sullivan hosts Bodega Pop Live on WFMU's 24-hour alternative stream, Give the Drummer Radio. He joins us from New York. Hi, Gary.
Hey there. How you doing?
I'm doing well. And the interesting thing about today's DJ sessions is we've got music from really all over the world or all kinds of different cultures. Tell us about how you do your show. How do you find all this stuff?
Well, I've been searching for music here in New York City since 1997 when I moved here. And originally, I was just finding music in, you know, traditional areas, record stores and so on. And then at some point, because I was very interested in international music, I discovered not very far from my house in Park Slope, Brooklyn, a Syrian bodega on Fifth Avenue in Brooklyn. And this woman was selling CDs in a little bin for, I think they were $5 a piece, and I picked up one on her recommendation, and then I picked up four others, and that started me off.
The rest is history. Well, let's get to some of the music. This is from Nigeria. It's by Rinkar Experience. This is called Fuel for Love. Great beat there. This is from the 1970s. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's from 1972. It's by a band called Rinkar Experience. It was founded by two Cameroonians, actually, Ginger Forcha and Edo Jacques Racine. And they basically were working in Cameroon. And then there was a big scene, you know, post-Nigerian Civil War in Nigeria, a big rock scene fomenting. So they moved to Nigeria and they recorded this single for EMI, and it turned out to be the biggest hit in Nigeria for a long time.
And is there a big Nigerian community in New York?
I don't think it's huge, but I found this actually when I was riding my bike out in Corona, Queens, very far east in Queens, almost as you're getting towards the stadium. And I needed some water, so I pulled my bike over to go into a bodega, and I noticed a couple doors down a sign for Nigerian Video. And I just went in, started talking to this woman, and she recommended this one CD called Flashback. She said, I think you're going to like this. And so I picked it up. And I took it home, and it was all these early rock hits from the 70s in Nigeria. I was blown away, of course.
I'm beginning to get the sense that if I'm ever in a scavenger hunt in New York, that you're the person I want on my team, because you can go and find these little gems in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I have a knack for it, I have to say, yeah. It's true.
Well, let's get to the next one. This is from Lebanon. Again, something you found in New York. This is by Najwa Karam. It's called Ruh Ruhi, or Soul of My Soul. Tell us about this one.
So that's Najwa Karam. She is probably one of the biggest deals in Lebanon, even now. She started out at a very young age. She won a contest called Lebanon Nights when she was a kid. She was born and raised in Zal, the mountains of Zal, which is largely a Christian area. She's Christian. She went down, she defied her parents, got in a car without their permission, and drove down to Beirut to be in this contest on TV, and she won it and got a contract out of the deal, I guess, and then recorded her first album at the age of 24 in 1989. This is 10 years later. By this time, she's already starting to become incredibly popular around the area, so much so that some, you know, there was a rumor circulating about her that she had, in an interview, confessed to naming her dog after the Prophet Muhammad, which was not true, but basically really made it her life difficult for a while. She was denied entry into Egypt when she went there to go perform at some hotels in Cairo. So what happened was she basically went back into the studio, recorded this album. This is in 1999. And on the cover of this album is her in a scarf and giant chunky sunglasses looking exactly like Umm Kulthum, of course, Egypt's biggest voice. I'm not sure whether that was whether that was a finger to Egypt or whether that was a come on play. My guess, considering Najwa Karam, it was probably saying, you know what, I'm just like you guys. Here I am emulating Umm Kulthum, your biggest hero.
Let's get to another one that you found. This comes all the way from Thailand. It's by Pumpong Duong Chan. This is My Ka. What attracted you to this one? And tell us about it.
Well, I picked this up in Fort Worth, Texas. I was there in Texas with my girlfriend, who is Lao in background, but was born and raised in Texas. And we were visiting her mother in Fort Worth, and we knew that there were a bunch of Lao stores in the neighborhood. So we drove around, and I found several CDs with the same-looking woman on the cover. Turned out they were all Pumpong Duong Chan, who was from northern Thailand, Isan. And when my girlfriend's mother got in the car with us later on, she wanted to see what I had picked up, and I showed her, and she said, you know, this woman's very famous. She actually had died very young of a blood disorder in 1992, and basically what she said is this woman was so famous in Thailand that anyone who wants to cover her songs, even to this day, has to go visit her grave to ask permission to do so first, which I thought was an amazing story. But yeah, she's the biggest. She basically electrified what's called Luktung, which is northern Thailand, Isan area, kind of Lao in nature, actually, music.
There is something so unique, though, about the sound of music from Thailand as opposed to any other country.
There is, absolutely. And I mean, I think that it shares obviously a lot with Laos, and it also shares some with Cambodia too. And then, of course, there's a Western influence that begins to kind of warp it a little bit. And that track, it's so raw, and it also kind of sounds like it's falling apart as you listen to it, but it doesn't quite fall apart. I really love it.
Well, we have time for one more, and this one comes from China. I am not even going to attempt to say the name of it in Chinese, but this is The Fly. It's called The Good Life. 上海吧,乱叫马马,天上星,它依然亮晶晶,像是灵光,散发的海面,我们乘风,乘过梦美好,像这么狠,你就这么狠。So did you find this one in Chinatown?
I found this one actually in Brooklyn's Chinatown on 8th Avenue in a sort of DVD store that I've been going to for a very long time to find Hong Kong movies. And I bought it for a dollar. It turned out this is the first punk album in China. It was released in 1997, not in China, but in Taiwan, because they couldn't find a release for it in China. The band was basically formed by this guy, Feng Jiangzhao, who is a very famous artist now. But he basically got his start. He was listening to what are called Dachau cassettes. What those are cutout or sawgash cassettes and CDs in the United States. We basically were had some sort of deal with China that they were going to go to China and be landfill. And someone got the bright idea on the Chinese side to resell those in stores in the, I believe, the 80s and 90s. And Feng Jiangzhao basically learned music by listening to these cutout cassettes from the United States, and was heavily influenced by the Sex Pistols and Nirvana, who I guess he must have picked up early on.
Well, very interesting stuff from all over the world and yet from all over New York City. Gary Sullivan, host of Bodega Pop Live on WFMU's stream Give the Drummer Radio. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And we've got all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.